Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're kicking off this Friday with an interesting spotted. Gary Cohn was seen having dinner last night with Reince Priebus in a booth at the back of Capitol Grill.
The sexual harassment fallout is hitting Capitol Hill. Rachel Bade and Alana Shore have a piece up about how two women lawmakers and several congressional staffers are calling for an overhaul of Capitol Hill's policies on sexual harassment, citing a workplace long known as a boys' club. Currently, there is no centralized reporting system. Each office operates its own fiefdom with its own rules and procedures. Lawmakers and aides are not required to undergo sexual harassment training.
Journalist Mark Halperin is facing more scrutiny over his behavior toward women. The Washington Post has a story up on how more women are coming forward alleging inappropriate contact with Halperin while he was at ABC News. One America News political correspondent, Emily Miller, said on social media that she was sexually assaulted by Halperin. Michael Calderon reports that Penguin Press and HBO have canceled the much-anticipated 2016 edition of Game Change and a movie version in the wake of the scandal.
The House has passed its budget, and the new timeline Republicans are setting forward is extraordinarily aggressive. A bill by Wednesday and done by Thanksgiving. Wow. But the Washington Post is reporting major divisions still remain. The Wall Street Journal's Rich Rubin, perhaps the best tax reporter in the country, notes that there are just 22 days until the Thanksgiving break, and obstacles loom in every direction. Not least, Republicans from high-tax states are rebelling against the plan to repeal the state and local tax deduction. Republicans have absolutely no idea how they're going to fix that at this point.
Darren Samuelson is reporting that Republicans are looking for a fight over Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's probe budget. While Senator Bob Corker says that the Trump administration is set to begin implementing new Russia sanctions after lawmakers question the weeks-long delay. And in the juice, we've got the scoop on Vice President Mike Pence beefing up his legislative affairs staff, bringing on Chris Hodgson, a top aide to House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.